This episode is sponsored in part by Launch Darkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? Launch Darkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
Hello and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief, also known as the Last Week in AWS podcast. Let's get right into it and see what AWS has for us last week. Amazon RDS Data API now supports returning SQL results as a simplified JSON string. This is what 3/4 of REST APIs do, isn't it? Amazon RDS now supports IPv6. It's never been easier to use new and creative ways to rack up data transfer bills. Amazon Code Guru Reviewer now supports suppression of files and folders in code reviews. There's a cloud economics win here because the suppressed lines of code are not built. That wasn't a joke. It's true. They're not. Amazon Connect now supports up to 6 participants on a customer service call. Amazon Connect is gearing up for the absolute worst customer service call you've ever been on. Holy God, 6 people? The new Amazon ElastiCache console is now available. I read this as the old ElastiCache console hadn't been updated since 2012. Amazon Lex now supports custom vocabulary. Okay, hunt me down on Twitter, send me an email to Corey@lastweekinaws.com, whatever you prefer, and tell me what words would be in a Last Week in AWS custom vocabulary for Amazon Lex. Come on, it's only fair that you folks roast me for a change. The best entries will be turned into, well, something. AWS Compute Optimizer adds 4 new trusted advisor checks. I really think it's a bad look to say, I know how to save you money, but I won't tell you unless you pay for the business or higher tier support package. Eyewitness to history, watching as the cloud transforms customer experience. To my mind, there's no better way to describe referring to the thing that your company sells as being an eyewitness to history than wanking in the wind. My God, do you people hear yourselves? Introducing Kubernetes Resource View in Amazon EKS Console. Whoa. What do the Kubernetes people need a console for? Shouldn't this information be delivered via YAML? Observability for AWS AppRunner VPC Networking. The real value of AppRunner is how simple it makes deploying a containerized application, so of course here's a way to once again complicate it back into disaster territory. Reduce log storage costs by automating retention settings in Amazon CloudWatch. Oh my God, setting a default log retention policy in CloudWatch should be a button click in the console, not a Lambda function triggered by Event Bridge. Blocking illegal viewers from streaming services using GeoComply. Millions of adults in the U.S. use a VPN to illegally access streaming services in other countries. Bold claims require bold evidence. What law are they violating? And before you answer, consider that terms of service are not laws. Further consider that referring to your paying customers who are working against your business model in some ways as criminals is an incredibly bold claim. I would laugh this out of my queue had it appeared anywhere other than an AWS official blog post. Now, before I called some attention to this, it looked very different than it does now because they've edited it. It's in my Twitter profile and it's in the newsletter version. And check that out before you email me. But this is the most disdainful post towards customers I have ever seen on an AWS blog. This is probably the worst blog post that I have ever seen AWS put out. It's that bad and it's just awful.
Finding skilled DevOps engineers is a pain in the neck. And if you need to deploy a secure and compliant application to AWS without such things, forget about it. But that's where Duplo Cloud can help. Their comprehensive no-code/low-code software platform guarantees a secure and compliant infrastructure in as little as 2 weeks while automating the full DevSecOps lifestyle. Get started with DevOps as a service from Duplo Cloud and your cloud configurations will be done right the first time. Tell them I sent you, and your first 2 months are free. To learn more, visit snark.cloud/duplocloud. That's snark.cloud/duplocloud.
Integrating existing AWS CloudTrail configurations when launching AWS Control Tower. I want to do this. Oh God, never mind. I just saw the architecture diagram, burn it all down and start again. Bangalore International Airport Limited, AWS, and Intel announce new joint innovation center. This is what happens when 3 years of backlog budget for enterprise ads and airports all get released at once. How Natural Resources Canada migrated petabytes of geospatial data to the cloud. It's worth pointing out that while transferring those 2 petabytes into AWS is free, transferring them back out to the internet just once would cost over $106,000. Disaster recovery monitoring of AWS Elastic Disaster Recovery. I want you to listen to that title again. Disaster recovery monitoring of AWS Elastic Disaster Recovery. And then wonder if it really embodies insist on the highest standards. And finally, when artificial intelligence becomes more than a passion and starts becoming a problem, snark aside, this article is a great story from someone who took the time to learn about AWS's machine learning offerings because instead of hand-wavy marketing promises, he talks about how it directly benefited his career. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thank you for listening.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.